Good afternoon, everybody. It is 12:39 p.m. Central Standard Time in Southwest Arkansas. I'm at work right now. I'm catching a break, so I figured I never get to do a podcast at night because lately, as soon as 10 o'clock comes, I'm already asleep. Welcome to Recovery Tools and Challenges by Angela Dowling. Today, we're going to discuss 5 commonly debated questions about addiction. And these are just random things I like doing and talking about. And I am in the process of working on another podcast as well. But let's talk about some of the commonly debated questions about addiction. A major public health crisis, addiction affects people of all socio-economical levels, ethnicities, geographical locations, ages, genders, etc. It knows no boundaries. Although scientific research has helped to decrease the stigma surrounding addiction and drug use, people continue to debate what causes addiction and how it is best treated. We address 5 commonly debated points below. Is addiction a disease or a choice? Many medical and psychiatric organizations, such as the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, and the World Health Organization, agree that addiction is a disease, specifically a chronic brain disorder. Studies and research show that when a person abuses or becomes addicted to drugs, changes occur in their brain's circuitry. The changes cause self-destructive, harmful behaviors, and long-term side effects. While people make the initial choice to take a drink or try a drug, they can all too easily and quickly become physically dependent. The drug hijacks the brain and makes it extremely difficult to stop using without professional intervention. Should a person with drug addiction be treated or punished? Many people believe that anyone addicted to illegal drugs should be incarcerated because they have broken the law. But incarceration does nothing to help the person overcome the addiction. Other people feel that court-ordered addiction treatment is the best way to deal with the problem. And indeed, studies have shown that those who received treatment without incarceration were more motivated to change their behavior and experienced fewer social problems. Does a person have to hit rock bottom before they can get well? The longer a person waits to get into treatment, the sicker they become. Hitting rock bottom occurs when a person suffers horrible consequences of addiction. For example, they may lose their family, job, or home, overdose, get arrested, or get into an accident. Each of these events may be rock bottom for someone, but they can also be life-threatening and traumatic. The damage caused could be irreparable. A person generally does best in treatment when they recognize they have a problem and want to change. Does having a substance use disorder mean you are weak? Despite all the evidence to the contrary, many people still hold to the outdated notion that addiction is a moral failing. They believe addiction is only a problem for homeless people, criminals, or those with a low income. Medical research shows that addiction is a disease, and anyone from any walk of life or any personality type can fall victim to it. And the last one is, are sober living homes a good thing for a neighborhood? Sober living homes have been the center of controversy for many years. Some people believe that sober living homes would be bad for their neighborhood. They do not want those people, quote unquote, living near them. But sober living homes are, for many people, an essential part of the recovery process. They provide a safe place for people to transition from treatment centers back into society. Excuse me. Sober living homes provides residents with structure, rules, and a sense of community. And the reason I did this podcast is because these are questions about addiction that people ask. And one of the top questions was, and still is addiction a disease or a choice? Do you think I planned on being an addict when I was growing up? That was the last thing from my mind. I wanted to be a nurse, actually, but being the childhood abuse I endured and my childhood, I ended up trying alcohol and trying marijuana and later on trying the hard drugs and became addicted. Now, for me, I'm not really for sure if addiction ran in my family before me or my sister. I'll never know, but it does stop with me and my family. My son, he doesn't, he drinks occasionally, but not very much. He did experiment with meth back when he was younger, but hasn't done that in a long time. My next thing that I would answer about should a person with drug addiction be treated or punished? I stand firmly on they shouldn't be punished, only if it's like a very, very horrible, horrible crime. Because when you go to jail for drugs and you're not ready to get off the drugs, just going to jail makes that person even more mad, even more upset, and you can't really detox in the jail. You can't really get clean in the jail unless there's programs in there to help you. And I just stand firmly on that because I watched my husband go to jail numerous times. I've watched other people go to jail numerous times because of drugs and alcohol. Do you think that helped them? No, it didn't. All it did was make them worse. And the drug court, I mean, that's some people it does work for, some it don't, but that's just my opinion. For me, sometimes I think I should have went to jail. I never went to jail, only a couple times for like a day or two for minor stuff, but I never had to sit there. I never had to be scared for my life. I never got that chance, to make that choice when I was younger. Does a person have to hit rock bottom before they get well? I do believe something is going to make them realize that this or that wasn't the road to go down. my rock bottom was when my husband died. And after he died, I continued to use everything. Literally, I was only experimenting with using the meth and alcohol and smoking weed before he died. But after he died, I started doing pills. I started drinking heavily. I started doing the meth very, very heavily. And there were situations that I did hit my rock bottom at that place that I was at. And then to have my first grandchild born during that process, and he was still little because he doesn't remember any of that, thank goodness, I was not going to put my grandkids through what my son had been through. So yes, that was my rock bottom. Yes, I had like 20 rock bottoms before that, but that was ultimately when I changed everything. Does a substance abuse disorder mean you're weak? No, I don't think it does. Because it takes one hell of a person to go down that road. Because none of us has had an easy road while living in addiction. And then it takes one hell of a person to recover and stay in recovery, because this is an everyday process. This ain't just like you go to the doctor and you break your arm or you get a boo-boo and you put a band-aid over it and it's okay. That's not recovery. You have to maintain every day from the time you get up to the time you hit your pillow. That doesn't mean you're weak. That means you're very strong. You're very strong-willed to be going down the recovery road. You're very strong-willed and a soldier for being down that addiction road. And you're alive and breathing today in recovery. I think that makes you a very, very strong person. And sober living homes, I think there needs to be more sober living homes. Where I'm at, in my hometown in Southwest Arkansas, you have to travel 2-3 hours to get any proper help for recovery. That's a Kim-Free house. That's a any kind of rehab treatment. So I'm also looking into maybe helping in that situation close to home, because I feel like there needs to be more recovery in my hometown and in less populated areas in small towns, driving 2 or 3 hours to get somewhere to get help when you're really, really wanting it and don't have the funds to get gas, or it's very, very difficult. So my belief is there need to be more recovery houses, treatment centers and stuff than there is, in my opinion. I do appreciate all the love and support everyone gives me. I am so thankful to get to do these podcasts and to get to do my live Just for Today readings and the Was a Addict on Facebook. And I am so thankful to be alive and in recovery and getting to pass to everyone what I have learned and still learning in recovery. Thank you for listening to me. Once again, this is Tuesday, February 6th, and I'm very, very thankful for y'all. I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you for listening to Recovery Tools and Challenges. And I will see y'all next episode.